Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you. We have a great episode for you today. We're going to talk about all the stuff that's happening in the world. Obviously, a lot of people know that something's going on. If you don't know what something is going on, you're probably not going to be around because you've taken 10 vaccine shots by now. But we'll get to that at a later time. So first thing you have to do is go to theawakener.ca. It's one word, theawakener.ca. The reason why is because everything is laid out for you there. What's happening is very complicated. It's very difficult to explain it to you. You kind of have to be really focused because nobody's telling you what we're telling you. Now, what is the matrix? What is really happening? Well, you were born into a war. So despite having, you know, a house, a family, taking your kids to the park, having a nice cute dog and thinking that you live in peace, you don't. It's all an illusion. Hockey doesn't matter. Baseball doesn't matter. Everything is a giant distraction. You were born into a total all-out war or a battle between good and evil that is happening on this world. Now, two forces are vying for control of this planet. The U.S. industrial complex versus a communist conspiracy. The communist conspiracy, Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, seeks to destroy the U.S. complex and pass their kind of world government where they have complete control of every single individual. And you are nothing but a subservient citizen. And you do exactly what you're told or you're not going to be a part of this. The U.S. complex has their own agenda. They seek to destroy the other side to pass on freedom and Western values to all mankind. This is the battle that you cannot escape from, and it's detailed on this podcast and obviously theawakener.ca. A lot of people are warming up to that there is a war going on, and they're seeing this unfold with Israel. And we've detailed the events that are happening and why they're happening for a number of reasons. Mike's phone is blowing up in the background. If you're listening, somebody's trying to shut this podcast down, probably telling him, hey, stop it. Take that guy off the air. Actually, we are the only podcast, if you Google the Awakener Podcast on YouTube, type it in. You actually see a bunch of, there's a couple of Chinese plants that have put a spin-off show of this called the Awakener Podcast, where they talk about nothing but garbage and they don't want you to actually go on this site. So if you Google the Awakener Podcast, you'll see the Chinese spin-off, and it's a real story actually, ladies and gentlemen. The real story is we're telling you the real news. So I got the insider with me. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener.
So what is the latest in the Israel saga? I'm going to take everybody through a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. First and foremost, Israel. Everyone's kind of forgotten about Ukraine. Zelensky comes in and goes, hey, give me some money, and I'll get it. Give me some money. Everyone's forgot about Ukraine. We're on to Israel. Tell me the latest.
So Israel, the best news is that the new temporary or the replacement leader of Hezbollah, like a week later after the person has been appointed, got assassinated, apparently, yesterday.
Boom.
We're waiting for verification of that.
Now, Israel obviously is going gangbusters in the Middle East. The reason why I've told you this is because the events that are unfolding are because Iran and North Korea have an advanced nuclear program. So their nuclear program is far more advanced than the Western world is telling you it is. So the Western world is telling you, oh my goodness, Iran is going to have a nuclear nuclear bomb in, say, 2 weeks. They've had a nuclear program since 1995. If you Google any kind of research about the fake Soviet Union collapse and Kazakhstan actually gifted Iran two nuclear weapons in 1992. If you were a nuclear scientist, you could disassemble these and figure out how to make a nuclear warhead in 3 years, probably. So by 1995, Iran has had a nuclear program. Now, the reason that's coming and the events that are unfolding today is Iran's program and North Korea's program are very, very advanced. They've miniaturized nuclear weapons from also the loss of a few suitcase bombs by the Soviet Union. And they have advanced EMP. Specifically, before this war happened, Iran put an EMP weapon in space, I speculate. And this has kind of been the change. Israel knows that there was an extermination war going to be pinned on it. What is happening is that Israel is expanding its borders or boundaries, preparing for this epic invasion or epic war that was going to be pinned on it. This was going to happen when something horrible happened to the U.S. complex, which caused it unable to come to its defense. This is detailed on Barack Obama's movie. He's actually written about it on Leave the World Behind, an EMP attack on America. The events that are unfolding are because of this grander war. Now, the latest, obviously, give some insight into the latest that Iran has done, Insider. What's the latest what Iran has done with Israel?
What, the hundreds of missiles that it threw onto Israel?
Right. Apparently, there's a room, two nights ago, I think now, that a bunch of missiles flew. Did they hit anything? What happened?
There was some death, and there was some that the Iron Dome of the U.S. couldn't stop or block. And yes, so there was some damage, but the majority of them, the Iron Dome was able to block off.
So Israel, I guess, was, going to attack, I think... that Israel is going to attack the nuclear program now. It just seems to me it's the most logical step. So we've been talking about Iran's kind of nuclear program in the middle of, they have it underneath a mountain in the middle of the region. So we've been talking about that for quite some time. Now, interestingly enough, the first time that Iran sent a bunch of missiles in Israel, Israel launched one site one missile that hit near this nuclear site right by Iran. So Iran has been on notice saying, oh my goodness, we're going to lose our nuclear program. And Israel has gone gangbusters in the region. They've gone to Lebanon now. Mm-hmm. And really, you can see Iran is kind of like they're projecting strength right now. But Iran is very, very weak right now. They're in a really, really bad spot. So they've seen how Israel has kind of expanded this war and gone into Lebanon. And they've had no choice but to launch more missiles now because, oh my goodness, like we have to prove that we're mad. Because if they don't do anything, they're going to be considered weak. Mm-hmm. Now, what is your theory on what's Israel going to do next? Is Israel going to respond to the nuclear program like we've talked about?
Oh, Israel is definitely biding its time, but I think in a matter of hours or days, it's going to, I wouldn't be surprised, it does some sort of attack on a nuclear site in Iran.
Right. You know, it's everyone's talking on CNN that Israel is going to attack some oil facilities and stuff. It could be, but I don't think that's the case. I think Iran put up this EMP weapon ahead of this war because they knew eventually if they were going to lose their nuclear program, they had all their stuff ready to go if Israel decided to go gangbusters. So I really suspect this is going to happen.
I don't think they're going to hit the oil because oil is a valuable commodity and it would trigger China into the war because China gets a lot of their oil from Iran. If they hit the nuclear, then it's really cutting off the head of the snake, which is what Israel wants to do.
Right. Now, this is all going to obviously not a good place we talked about. So if you want to know what's going to happen or what I think is going to happen, you need to go to theawakener.ca. You can read there. But basically, this is an evolution of a giant conspiracy trying to grab control of the earth from an original idea, Karl Marx's idea, to then doing the Russian Revolution in 1917 and then doing World War II to grab half the earth. And then obviously this is their final plan. The final plan is to, I guess, catastrophically seize the U.S. system and kind of have a communist revolution there. And then they can kind of enact their world. When they enact their world, they obviously want to take out Taiwan. They want to go for the Pacific. They want to go for the rest of Europe. And obviously they want to remove Israel from the map. So this is kind of the byproduct of this war. And obviously Barack Obama, as we detailed on this podcast, he was the plant in the White House to set all this up. And this is why the events are unfolding today. Now, what do you think about the media currently, Insider in the U.S.? What is your kind of take? What is your take of kind of like your, do you think the media is starting to tell people more of the truth about what's happening slowly? Do you think they're still, what are they projecting right now?
No, I don't see much of it. Personally, I don't see much truth coming out from the media. I still see them covering up, blaming Trump for everything, covering up for Kamala, lying, you know, both north and south of the border here in Canada.
Right.
The CTV was caught twisting a story on our opposition leader, the conservative. So I really don't see much from the media other than lies.
Yeah, I really see that you're still seeing that there's chaos.
Yeah.
The optical illusion that the U.S. system is telling you right now is that there's absolute chaos. I don't believe in the absolute chaos whatsoever. I think that everything that you're watching on television, left and right, is literally a facade. That means it's all a war-generated game to sell the illusion that the U.S. system is in chaos when the U.S. system actually knows specifically what is happening. The U.S. system has known what is happening since Barack Obama has been in office, and they've watched him do his thing. This is still what I would consider the military undo, the strategic military undo of Barack Obama, which some people call it. This kind of illusion that's been setting on television that Trump is in chaos and all the stuff that's going on is literally nothing but an illusion. So Iran is watching all these things come out and Putin are watching all these things come out. And what do they see? They see Trump's classified documents case, for example.
Right.
Trump's classified document case told you that in, you know, Trump's second term, if he won, Iran was going bye-bye. There was going to be an attack on Iran. Iran knows exactly what that is. Our nuclear program is going bye-bye. So they know that if Trump gets in, what's going to happen to them? The enemy is, it's a bait job. They're being baited to make a mistake. The events unfolding with regards to Biden and his son and the truth coming out there, and obviously the counterintelligence file that's on Biden right now, this is a lot of stuff that, you know, like I don't really want to talk about too much on this free show. If you like that kind of information, you can go to the Patreon. It's more secure there, and you can kind of learn my thoughts. but it's really interesting. Now, what's the latest in Canada? Because Canada is kind of involved in all this too. You see, a lot of the politicians in Canada are talking about how Israel is all at fault for everything. It's all just one-sided propaganda here in Canada. People are completely asleep. What are your thoughts?
Well, the only political party that really doesn't criticize Israel and understands that Israel is under attack and has the right to defend itself is the Conservative Party. But all the other parties are really on the Marxist end of the spectrum. So they want to rely on Muslim votes. They want to rely on they hate Israel. Like they openly
Elizabeth May, for example, made a speech in the House of Commons. She blamed Benjamin Netanyahu for everything.
Elizabeth May is the leader of the Green Party, and she's always been an anti-Semite and a well-known alcoholic.
And a communist.
And a big communist.
Yeah.
But known as an alcoholic, too.
But this is kind of the general trend here in Canada. All the left kind of, the Liberal Party, the NDP.
They're all left.
They're all the same. They're all the same agenda that, you know, Israel is the problem for everything. So all these people who vote for the Liberals, a lot of them, for example, have a lifestyle that is not accepted in Gaza or Lebanon.
Right.
And they would
go
over there. And these people are so naive, right? Like Israel is the only nation on earth down there in that region where they can actually go to and they can enjoy that lifestyle, have freedom without being killed.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be criticized and have people not like you for your lifestyle. It's another thing to be killed for it. Now, the election that's happening next year in the Canadian parliamentary system is really interesting because we kind of predicted on the show Insider, I don't know if you remember, that really nothing was going to happen to Trudeau. So I think Trudeau has survived. Is it one or two votes now?
Oh, two non-confidence votes.
So what is your theories on what's going to happen to him? Are the Conservatives going to try to keep removing him, or are they going to give up?
So no. The agenda for the Conservatives is a consistent push for motions of non-confidence,
right,
which first of all puts the other opposition parties like the Socialist NDP, the Greens, the Bloc Québécois, on the defensive, because each and every time it shows the voter that they're the ones backing Trudeau up and giving him enough votes to have a majority. That's the first thing. Second of all, I think it's also signaling to the public where they keep seeing in the news, Trudeau non-confidence. Why are people losing confidence in Trudeau? Trudeau also is behind in the polls 22%. Right now, the latest polls show that the Conservatives would lead with a huge majority and that the NDP, actually, which is our fourth party, would get second place. The Liberals would actually fall behind to third place.
Now, I've heard rumors. This is true. The NDP have only like $100,000 in their bank account. Like they're literally broke.
I don't know how much money they have in their account, but they always have to mortgage their building in Ottawa in order to prepare themselves for an election. However, they're doing much better now than they were even 6 months ago.
Right.
So they may be more ready to pull the plug.
So how about this? Like we've been theorizing on the show for quite some time. In Canada, it's, I would say the NDP, if they do run into financial troubles, then the Liberals would just unite as one party. Is that something that could happen?
I really don't see that happening because the NDP would be, they hate the Liberals, they hate Trudeau, they wouldn't want their party to join with the Liberals.
But they set the same agenda, right? So that they're not going to, I would say this, that Singh hates the Conservatives far more than he hates Trudeau.
Agreed.
Right?
Yes.
So the worst case scenario for them would be uniting behind Trudeau, either to keep him in power or kind of blackmailing if he gets more of a communist agenda.
It's possible, but I don't see that happening right now. Because then what would Singh do? He wouldn't be a leader anymore and he'd be kicked out of office.
Right. The way politics are going is very simple. So number one, if you're either pro-Western world, okay, or you're a communist. And that's the way everything divided is happening right now. So I expect the parties left and right in the States, in Britain, in France, and all these other nations, Canada, all become left and right. You're either a patriot, pro-Western world, or you're against the Western world.
Yeah.
It's really sad to see a lot of the left are completely anti-Western. Everything coming out of their mouth is literally all the prop up Russia and China, all this agenda. They are traitors.
And they're also anti-God because all that they stand for goes against every major religion in the world. There's any, like you were talking about, they couldn't survive in Gaza. They couldn't survive in any of these Arab states.
Right.
By the same token, they couldn't, you know, all these kinds of things go against biblical precepts or go against the Hindu Gitas. They go against every religion. So
now, it's interestingly in Europe, for example, Britain and France. So despite all this awakening happening and people hating the left, people people keep voting for the left wing in all these countries. So they say the elections seem to me like they're more rigged than ever before.
Right.
I do not see for a second how the left is winning any of these elections in any of these nations. People are too awake. People hate this woke ideology. People hate all the stuff right now. So how is this even possible? To me, it just seems like the control is literally everywhere around the world. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that, especially with France, because the right was going ahead with the winning the elections for the European Parliament, and then they were winning the first round of elections in France, and then all of a sudden the left united together in France, and the left won, and as if they conquered the right, which is nonsense. Now in the UK, maybe they were tired of the conservatives, but this guy Keir Starmer now, the new prime minister of Labour, he's destroying. Like, they'll arrest you if they don't like a post you make on social media.
Right. Now, when it comes to the U.S., something's going to happen before the election. Everyone's kind of, you know, make predictions. We made predictions on the last show. You can kind of see my predictions if you go to theawakener.ca and listen to my stuff. Have your thoughts changed for the election? Well, I think we're, 40 days now?
Not even. 34 days, I think.
So have your thoughts or your opinions changed? And what's
so, yeah, it has changed because, as I was saying, I think Trump's going to win. And then the last episode I was on, I'm watching, you know, how Trump did poorly on the debate. And I said, you know, Awakener, you probably have something here. Maybe Trump is throwing it. Maybe Kamala's going to win. So here's my thoughts. I still think the momentum is humongous behind Trump. Trump is going to win. So I've gone back to my original thoughts. However, if you look at the statistics from all the states that are borderline between battleground states, the amount of new immigrants that they've been flooding into those states and places like Minnesota, where they're giving them driver's licenses and these people can potentially go and vote, could change the balance of power, and Kamala could win. The Democrats could win. It's troublesome. I still think the momentum is for Trump. Trump will win. But like you've always said, if Kamala wins, the cheating is going to be so obvious, it's going to be in our faces.
Yeah. So there's really only a few scenarios here. Okay. So never before, I think, in all of elections in America, I mean, it could be wrong, have they had a president who had one election and then did better the next election and then did better again. So Trump is going to do better than he did last time. So Trump got, 62 million votes his first time. He got 76 million last time. He's going to get over 80 million votes this time. Just because everything is so, you're either awake. If you're awake, you're with Trump. If you're asleep, then you're with Kamala. Now, the Chinese and the foreign agents are going to have to cheat like crazy for the next election to keep Kamala in office. So there's really only that scenario. If they cheat, like I told everybody, it's going to become full totalitarian because there's no point of barely cheating to get her barely in. They're just going to full on cheat. If they're going to fully expose themselves and cheat for everybody to see, they might as well cheat the whole thing and then tell you that you're crazy.
Right.
Like a last ditch ever for it. If that is the case, I expect them to win the House, the Senate, the presidency, and they're going to come full totalitarian with their agenda, which means they're going to tell you everything you believe is completely wrong. They'll take away your guns because they're going to have to take away their guns because the revolution is coming. It's a high chance of this happening. Now, the other chance if Trump happens to win is that obviously he's going to be inaugurated on the 21st of January, I believe. When he's inaugurated, he's going to be given the Doomsday Armageddon weapons of Ohio-class submarines, and I fully predict that Russia, China, and Iran and crew will all make a move to change this world power structure before Trump gets back on the nuclear plan.
I agree with that. I think that that's more the likely scenario.
So the odds are still there, but these, I'm giving you guys scenarios of what's going to happen. The other scenario that's going to happen is the military takes over. Now, everyone's been talking about this on this podcast for quite some time. The insider's been talking about, I've been talking about how Hunter Biden and his crew are going to be indicted as being Chinese spies. Now, this is going to change everything. This will obviously make Joe Biden's presidency null and void. I believe that it'll make Kamala null and void. Trump has been talking about how Kamala knew all about Joe Biden's business dealings. We've been detailing that for 4 years on this podcast, ever since Joe Biden kind of took office. Something is going to happen, which is going to make the other side null and void. And like I've told you, Trump is not, I don't believe Trump is coming back. Okay. Trump might win, There might be cheating. I don't know. But I have always told people that Trump is not coming back. The reason why Trump is not coming back is because he optically cannot be in the White House when everybody goes down for treason, because they're all going to be crying out that this was a political attack. The FBI that has hated Trump has to indict the other side for people to go, hey, wait a second. The FBI hates Trump, but now they're actually doing this. Trump cannot be in the driver's seat because it cannot be a political attack when the treason comes out. And I believe that he's going to step aside and stay out of it. So we could have a major occurrence before the election happens in regards to some indictment or something happening. But those are only the three options that realistic what's going to happen. It's really interesting time, ladies and gentlemen. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Go to theawakener.ca. If you kind of see the war and what is happening, it's really easy to understand. Number one, the Iron Curtain is not over. It's still run by Putin, still KGB. The military agenda hasn't changed. Number two, the globalists work for the enemy in the communist conspiracy. They told you the Iron Curtain was over when it was a lie. It was false. They're actively working with the communists to feed the Western world communist propaganda to lead its to empire collapse. They work for the communists. The last thing you have to understand is Barack Obama was the communist plant. They told you to vote for him in the hour of empire collapse. He was the one who set up the war. And all this specifically relates to the U.S. fissile material because of consequence of action of the enemy using these nuclear weapons and EMPs with their own material. This led to obviously Trudeau being put in. The Ukrainians are in bed with the Russians and they're acting out this fake war. And it's going to be the ultimate red pill coming soon to a TV near. I'm The Awakener, and you are The Awakener.